One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Once upon a time, I used to grab the Sunday newspapers to look at the top 40 charts and the breathless columns of commentary. Who was up or down? How many? How fast? How long? The pop charts measured record sales, but chart watchers found within trends, stats, averages, a sort of wisdom for rock and roll, which we shall explore this time and next. Today, songs that made the top 40 more than once.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
One of three Elvis number ones on first release that topped the charts again in 2005 when they were re-released for what would have been his 70th birthday.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
Lieber and Stoller wrote this one for Benny King, top 10 on release, 1961, and again 25 years later when it was used in Rob Reiner's film, also called Stand By Me.
Do you love me? Are you really cool? Do you love me? I'm in the groove. Do you love me? Do you love me?
Number three for the Contours on release 1962, again revived by a film in 1987. Dirty Dancing got it back on the charts.
Suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash from my laboratory in the castle east to the master.
A number one hit in 1962 for Bobby Boris Pickett, despite a BBC ban for being too morbid. It returned to US and UK charts in the 1970s and several times since, most recently in 2021.
Is this the is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
Number one, late 75 into 1976 and back again when Freddie Mercury died in 91 and on into 1992, which makes Bohemian Rhapsody a number one in four different years. Songs that that hit the pop charts more than once.
Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
1982, The Clash made number 17 in England, 13 in the States. In 1991, it was used in an ad for Levi's jeans. Hey presto, number one.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, aye, 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 aye. And she's so fine, fine, fine. She's really sweet.
The great Jackie Wilson, top 10, 1958. 29 years later, it's number one after appearing in a BBC animation. Songs that return to the charts many years after release. In 1985, Kate Bush got a number three with Running Up That Hill. Last week, it hit number one after appearing in the Netflix show Stranger Things. And that's an official top 40 chart record, the longest time ever for a song to get to number one, 37 years.
Well, it's just extraordinary. I mean, you know, it's such a great series. I thought that the track would get some attention, but I just never imagined that it would be anything like this. It's so exciting, but it's quite shocking, really, isn't it? I mean, the whole world's gone mad. What's really wonderful, I think, is that this is a whole new audience who... You know, in a lot of cases, they've never heard of me, and I love that. And it's, you know, the thought of all these really young people hearing the song for the first time and discovering it is, well, I think it's very special.
It doesn't hurt me, yeah, yeah. Do you wanna feel?